Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Prime Minister says fixing Medicare and putting patient care first is the biggest priority the nation faces this year. He's made the commitment alongside Premier Mark McGowan and other state leaders at National Cabinet today. Anthony Albanese says the key is to better integrate health systems.
How that interaction between primary health care and the hospital system can produce better outcomes for patients is what we are doing.
Meanwhile, the Health Minister today releasing the key findings contained in the Strengthening Medicare report. Mark Butler committing $750 million now, with more to come in the budget. It includes $220 million in infrastructure grants to strengthen general practice. WA's transition away from plastics continues, with the state government today confirming a further reduction in the use of single-use items. Stage 2 of the Plans for Plastics campaign starts at the end of this month. It'll include bans on non-combustible takeaway coffee cups, cotton buds with plastic stems, and plastic bags. Business will be given to September to phase out current supplies. Police have charged a man over a shocking case of attempted road rage. 33-year-old driving a Toyota Hilux allegedly punched the driver of a VW several times on Tonkin Highway in Marton on Tuesday, January 3. Police allege the victim was also placed in a headlock, collapsing on the side of the highway. He'll front court later this month. In sport, the perfect preparation for the Perth Scorchers heading into tomorrow night's blockbuster final at Optus Stadium. Opponents the Brisbane Heat played last night against the Sixers and then flew to WA this morning, while Perth batsman Steve Eskenazi says his side is feeling refreshed.
We played one in the last 11 or 12 days, so we've had a really good opportunity to prepare for this game. Obviously, not knowing who we were going to play was a funny one for the first couple of days of the preparation for this game, but we were keeping a close eye on yesterday's game.